sports fans. It's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome to the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us tonight for the Caveman Corner here. Of course, courtesy of the Insurance Lounge and brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Speaking of Abby's Pizza, hey, good crowd on tonight. You know what they're enjoying? Abby's Triple Topper. It's on sale for $26.99, featuring their three most requested meat toppings. That's the classic pepperoni, a premium Canadian bacon, and ground beef all on one pizza. It's huge, and it's tasty, and it's... Oh, all right, well, so rush on to, they have other things, too. At either one, either here on the Williams Highway or right here at the Beacon Drive near Fred Meyer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome. Let's get down to football business. Head coach Matt Kennedy with us. And Coach, congratulations. Win last weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Let me see. First question is Mr. Powers. What's his status? And we know he didn't play the second half, and we've not heard anything confirmed.
Yeah, no, he's going to be out this week. He's healing up, and he's going to be healthy for a playoff run, but we're just, for the sake of caution, going to hold him out this week.
All right. I've not heard, but I've heard rumors. Concussion?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're under concussion protocol.
Yep.
So he won't be on the football field this Friday night. So Mr. Berg is going to get a workout.
He is. Yep. Yeah, and we've said all week and said all season that, you know, we really feel pretty fortunate to have two real talented running backs. Weston would be in a premier role at a lot of the teams that we've played this season, and he's going to get an opportunity, and we feel pretty confident that, you know, we're not going to miss much. I mean, Trayton obviously is in some ways the heart and soul, but we've got a guy that is, runs hard and it's tough to tackle and is going to bring everything he's got.
So. Powers and Berg. Although both great running backs, but different styles.
Yeah, different styles. I mean, you're going to see Weston's going to hit the hole hard, and it's pretty elusive. I watch him in our tackling drills every week, and he might be the toughest guy on our team to try and bring down one-on-one. So
I wouldn't doubt that. Now, we know he feels like a battering ram, but once he gets into that second level, he's got the moves.
He does. He's got a good burst. He he said as much. He's been the consummate teammate all season long. And we've told him, look, if you're playing at just about any other high school around here, you're probably the starting tailback, and you're rushing for 1,000 yards in a season. And you just happen to be stacked behind a really talented kid in Trayton Powers. So, but the reason why you have depth and the reason why you keep a bunch of guys on the team is because there's going to be times during a season where somebody else has to step up, and this week it's going to be Weston.
And quite frankly, we've been lucky in terms of injuries so far this year.
We really have, yeah. It's been, at the varsity level especially, we've been able to play most of our starters pretty much every game.
All right, no question about that. All right. So thanks for that update. We suspected, but we hadn't had any confirmation. So let's talk about last Friday's game against the Sheldon Irish. A game of highs and lows, I suspect. But first half, is that the best your defense has been all year in that first half?
It was pretty dynamic, pretty lights out. Yeah, right out of the chute, and we got a couple tackles for a loss, and we're flying around, playing hard, playing with passion. Really, as we broke it down at the end, tailback screen was about the only thing they had some success with most of the night. We were real pleased with the effort we got.
All right. Were you ready for it? Had you planned for all of that?
I mean, it's always a piece of their game. You know, we also challenged our defensive line this last week going into the Sheldon game. Hey, it's time for you guys to pin your ears back and generate some pressure, heat on the quarterback. Our emphasis all season long has been stop and run. Namely stopping counter, which gashed us all season last season. And those D-line guys have really taken pride in being walls at the line of scrimmage. But our pass rush hasn't always been great. So going into this game, we said, guys, let's pin our ears back and let's go get them. When you do that, you make yourself vulnerable to screens. And Sheldon, who's well-coached, knows that, and they ran it with some success.
All right. So with the defense playing lights out in the first half, offense not so much.
Oh, I don't necessarily agree with that. We came out.
I'm just
for, you know,
judging from the score,
right out of the chutes, we have a false start penalty. We throw an interception on the first play, which obviously isn't how you want to start it. And so our first two drives, it took a little bit to get our feet underneath of us. And then after that, we had a couple where we stalled in the red zone. I mean, unfortunately, we had a couple field goal opportunities that didn't go our way. But, and we talked about that. It's like, boys, if we're either finish those, if we make those field goals, we scored 40 points that game. And if we turn those into touchdowns, we were at 49. We moved the ball well. It felt, I suppose, to the outside eye that early on we were struggling, but really it was a one-play interception and then an incompletion that forced us to punt on the second drive, and after that we were kind of up and running.
Yeah. Now the missed field goals by Leon, that's really out of character for him. They were certainly within his range. How'd he handle that?
You know, hold on, sorry, I got some ice. He handled it.
Caught it with a Coke in his hand.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, as a kicker, and Alejandro's one that, you know, and a lot of teams have your kicker is your starting safety, or for a lot of teams he's somehow in a defensive tackle or whatever. And Alejandro's just a kicker, and he comes to practice every day and works on his craft. And so we had the conversation, when you're the kicker and that's all you do, you put maybe a little extra pressure on yourself to go out there and deliver. But we have absolute confidence. I mean, we'll be back in that situation again tomorrow night, and I have no doubt I can put him in. It just, sometimes you're just off a little bit, and it happened to be two times that game. And then
that could be inches.
It could, and really it was, especially on that first one. It's just a matter of inches. But to his credit, he came out and made the PATs after that and settled in. So I think he's recovered, but needless to say,
he was a guest right here last Friday night. He's totally confident, happy with the team, and really enthralled, I think, with the personality of the team. He's really bought into it coming over from soccer.
From soccer, yeah, and really has. From last year where he'd show up once a week to twice a week and kick a little bit, to this year where I've said, hey, we want you here every day and be a part of this team. And the guys have kind of embraced that, and he's embraced being a part of it. He's been great.
All right. He certainly seems to be part of the personality of the team, and everybody seems to have bought into that. And we've been primarily talking about the first half, but second half, too, and I think you were alluded to some of that when you really got rolling. What'd you take away from that game?
You know, from the game, it was as close to a complete game, you know, in the sense that we were making plays on offense, we were making plays on defense. We put both of those together in the same game. We've had games where it's been primarily defense and or primarily offense, and so it was a complete effort. It was great to walk out that field senior night having won again. We finished undefeated at home. We beat Sheldon, which had been done three times in 20 years.
Kudos,
yeah,
coach.
I mean, and we made a big deal out of that. I mean, that was our theme for the week, that, you know, Sheldon, as we talked about going into this a week ago tonight, they didn't have the same Division I talent, but they're Sheldon. And Sheldon hasn't cared the years that we don't have Division I talent, and they've put it to us. And so to go out there and play a complete game in front of the home crowd and get a win was pretty special for that.
Yeah, it was a great night for football. And first time you've really been playing in wet conditions, also the rain wasn't very dominant. Any problems with a wet football at all that night?
Not really. We got super fortunate, actually. It ended up being a great night. The turf was wet from rain earlier in the day, but my son and my nephew are the ball boys, and they were busting out there after almost every play, making sure the ball stayed dry, and did a really good job.
All right. If you face rain in the future, and I suspect that you will, is that their job constantly to every play get that football dry? And is it a tough job to do that?
It is a tough job. I mean, they've got to be, you know, most of the season it's just if it's a long incompletion. But when the weather starts turning, and even if it's not raining but the turf is wet, it's like it's any time there's a break in play, you need to run out there So, yeah, they get their steps in. We'll put it that way.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. Actually, I think that makes you almost assured of having a winning season, depending on how far the playoffs go. But congratulations on that. First year as a head coach with a winning record here. That's certainly worth a kudo or two.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's been a good run.
All right. No doubt. Well, that run is still a ways to go yet. So we'll talk about what's coming up next when we come back right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you join us here at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza for some great pizza. Once again, they got that triple topper for sale tonight. But I tell you what, it was $26.99. It'll feed a family, no doubt about it. So we're talking football here at the Caveman Corner. Head coach Matt Kennedy is with us. And coach, now let's look ahead a little bit as we look to the West Salem Titans tomorrow night. And that's kind of been a puzzlement to me. Rumored to be one of the better teams in the conference right now. Right now, you've got them tied for second place at 5-2 records. Each of you lost to Willamette, and surprisingly to me, they lost to South Medford.
I've been telling anybody who would listen, that South Medford team's a good football team. We caught them after they'd lost to Lake Oswego and Willamette and caught them at a good time in the season, but I knew then that was a good win, and now we've seen them. They haven't lost since they played us. And they're knocking off some pretty good teams. And so yeah, it's not a shock to me because they run a distinct style of football that's kind of tough to play in late October and November.
All right, so we've got the Titans just coming off a loss. You'll be on their field. Are they going to be angry?
Well, you always have
you in their sights?
You always wonder how teams are going to respond from a loss, right? It's going to be their senior night. I mean, once again, we've got things stacked against us. Our spray game was senior night up there. Another long bus trip. I mean, I feel like I've been saying that every week. But yeah, I mean, if nothing else, our boys saw that they're a beatable football team. And so now it's our turn to go up there and see if we can put one together and get a win.
How do you beat them? Is it this team is a running team, isn't it? You got to stop the run with this team, and how possible is that?
Yeah, they have their tailback, I think, is third in the state right now in yards and second in carries.
Averaging 7 yards per carry, he's a tough one, and it looks like he's dominating their stats.
Yeah, I mean, they've given him the ball 200 times this year. And, I mean, that's definitely kind of they're not a one-man team. They have the ability to throw the ball out to a couple of pretty talented wide receivers, but they're gigantic up front, real big on the offensive line with a big 210-pound tailback. So they're going to play power football and try and win the game running the football for sure.
All right, how are you going to defend them?
Well, I mean, most of this season we've defended the run pretty effectively. Despite being undersized, we're pretty scrappy up front. So, I mean, our theme this week has been, you know, chopping it down. And we've talked about how if you go out in the woods and you try and chop down a redwood tree, it takes 1,000 swings. And a lot of them feel like you're not making much progress. This is a big team. It's a physical team. the goal is to wear them down. The goal is to keep it close and trust that, as we've talked about all season long, our conditioning can gain us an advantage in a third, fourth quarter football game when fatigue starts to wear in on some of those bigger bodies.
All right, well, you've been talking about your conditioning all season long, and we've seen it on the field. You had conditioned most of the teams that you face. I think all of them, I'd have to say, without being on the field there, right beside them. So we'll always rely on that. And once again, we've got powers out. So we're talking about depth. So Berg is certainly up to the challenge. What about the rest of the team right now? Everybody healthy enough to take on this challenge?
Yeah, we're starting everybody. All of our starters from last week are back starting this week and banged up. But we talked about that today. I mean, they're banged up too, and everybody's banged up at this point. And we're going to count ourselves as pretty fortunate that, you know, 21 of our 22 starters are back and ready to go tomorrow night. And there's a lot of teams around here that can't say that. So.
Right. With their running game, and you'll try to stop that, turn them into a passing team. And they've got a passer. Everybody is a senior there. But he's, what, getting about a third of the plays as opposed to the running game? What really do you expect from him?
I mean, he's a capable passer. When they've needed it, you know, they throw a lot of wide receiver screens, get the ball out quick, and then they do a little bit of play action. They also love throwing the ball to the tailback. I mean, he really is kind of the cog that makes that machine go. So, I mean, it's not as simple as, oh, stop the run, and they've got nobody else. They do have some weapons, but at the same time, if you can't stop the run, then they're just going to keep running it, and that's their game plan.
All right. So, well, at least slow down the run and maybe attack the passing game. Can you get through that big line and harass the passer?
Well, that's the goal. I mean, we've got a couple of little wrinkles in this week that kind of vary the way in which we generate pressure and put some pressure on them. So,
couple of little wrinkles. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, they could be listening. I can't say too much.
All right. And if you're listening in Salem, it's 99.7 FM and 1270 AM. And let's see. I really got off track there talking to people outside the area. So how are you going to attack them offensively now? We've talked about their offense, and it looks pretty solid top to bottom. So can you outscore them?
We'll find out tomorrow night. What we're preparing for is a fairly physical, tough sledding, got to win it in the fourth quarter type football game. I mean, this team is... They've given up over 21 points twice all season, and once was last week to South Med, who threw the ball five times, and then another time against North Salem. So this is a team that doesn't give up a whole lot of points, and so we still believe in our ability to move the football and to generate points, but part of getting a football group ready that maybe is accustomed to scoring 49 is realizing that 28 might be a super successful night, and we got to be okay with the fact that we're going to have to earn it. And then once again, give ourselves a chance to get that football to our playmakers when it matters, and in that fourth quarter, make the plays that matter and pick up the win.
All right. That being said, playmakers certainly two pop into my mind, and that's Traylor and Hill. But probably everybody in the conference knows those two names. Are we looking at other things? And can Berg be a spoiler there?
I mean, I again, as I said earlier, our game plan isn't necessarily changing with Berg stepping into that spot. He's a kid we've got total confidence in his ability, and while he runs slightly differently, he runs the same plays pretty effectively, and so that was a nice thing is Trey was going to be a game time decision essentially, and we don't have two different game plans. We've got one, and we can execute it with either of those kids back there, and obviously distribute the football on the perimeter as best we can to a variety of guys, knowing that there's two that are going to draw their attention, but it's tough to defend both.
All right. Certainly with your explosive offense, we expect to see points on the board. Does Berg have a backup? Who will be backing up Berg?
He's a junior named Logan Eldred. He's been playing JV running back for a chunk of the season, and so he'll step in as the backup tomorrow night.
All right. So, Logan, what was left?
Eldred.
It's what I'm not familiar with. So,
yeah.
So we've reached out. We've always been a young team. You're a young team. We've said that all season long, and you've been successful about teams. This looks to be a really senior-laden team you're going up against. How big a factor is that extra year?
Well, I mean, you know, we've talked about that before. It depends on the kid, right? But typically, senior-leading teams have a lot of success, right? You'll see that group from sophomore or junior year make that leap and now become, instead of a junior-heavy team, now a senior-heavy team. And you typically expect a bump up so long as, you know, they stayed hungry in the off season.
All right. So we're looking for the West Salem Titans tomorrow night to succumb to the Grants Pass Cavemen. All right. We'll see how that works out, Coach. We'll be right there with you. All of you, stick around. We'll be right back with more questions for Head Coach Kennedy right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back to the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza for the Caveman Corner here. First half hour, we're still talking football with Head Coach Matt Kennedy. And Coach, I know you're focused on one game at a time, but everybody's kind of pointing to what's happening next. And, of course, the playoffs are coming next. You'll be in the playoffs. Even the OSAA has put out the projections for 6A playoffs. And right now, if you stay where you're at, ranked 14th, you'll be looking at the number two team in the state in Nelson. How does that make you feel right now, going up against something like that, or is that something you're even considering right now?
Well, I'm not considering it. I mean, they base that projection on the rankings as they currently sit, and there's one more week of football to play, and we're either going to win that game and move up, or we're going to lose it and move down. We're not going to be sitting at 14 next week. So,
all right. Well, if you move down, that means you move up to the number one team to face. So either way, it's going to be a challenge. Should you drop two, that would put you into the Columbia Cup, and that's the bottom eight teams, but you'd be a number one seed probably.
Again, yeah, we acknowledge that with the boys this week, that at this point, the outcome of tomorrow night's game is going to go a long way towards whether or not we're in the championship bracket or likely in the second tier. And we focused, and we talked about it again today, about the opportunity. This team's done a lot of things that haven't been done in a while, beating North and South in the same season, beating Sheldon. beating Sheldon North and South. It's only been done once. And so we've done a lot of things that haven't been done in a while, and this group really wants to make the state championship tournament, and that's our goal. And we got a challenge tomorrow night, but we know that if we win tomorrow night, we're in that tournament, and we got a shot at winning the whole thing.
Yeah, any time you're moving on, you take that field, you've got a shot to win. Now, just for our listeners out there who may be familiar with the rankings, it's a mathematical formula put together by the OSAA, and you go to their websites, and they'll explain it to you, and I've looked at it, and I still can't figure it out. It's high math to me. But I do know the way the system is weighted, that if you get a win against a team at their home, and they've got a winning record, that could that is good for you and could propel you a couple of spaces.
Theoretically, yes. I mean, there's some other matchups tomorrow night where there's teams that are just ahead and just below, and you know there's a lot of other dominoes that end up falling. But a win on the road against a good football team is going to do nothing but help us in the rankings.
And to help explain it to you, and I've got coaches that are still trying to figure it out, it's not only the team that you're playing, but every team that you've played so far and their opponents all figure into that formula.
It gets recalculated every week.
Every week. Well, with every game that comes in.
Yep.
And that is including some of the out-of-state games. If they're late sending it in and to get it out, sometimes you'll change in the middle of the week.
Yep.
So scratch your heads, folks. At any rate, it's going to be a challenge, isn't it? And your guys are up for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you put all this time and effort in for, right? Is for an opportunity to advance, and in some ways that starts for us Friday night, right? Tomorrow night we have an opportunity. We win that game, we advance into the championship bracket, and we'll know Saturday morning, you know, where we fall within either bracket. And
I think Saturday morning by 10 a.m. they're supposed to have everything set.
Yep, and then we've got our opportunity to go finish the season, right, and play a little bit more football, and you win, you keep going, and that's fun and exciting.
Will you do anything else different in the postseason? I mean, do you have some special plays in your back pocket, any different strategies, or are you going to continue just doing what you've been doing?
Just do what you do. I mean, each week you game plan a little bit differently based on the opponent, and you add wrinkles here and there, but you got to stay true to what got you there, and as you advance into the playoffs.
Now, if Mr. Musser was here, he'd be asking for trick plays, Coach.
He would.
All right. As you go into this one, what's your mindset as compared to your kids' mindset? Kids, your young men's mindset.
What's our mindset?
Yeah.
Our mindset, as I said, is the mantra this week is chop it down, and the mindset is, be ready for a battle, play it, make it, extend it the full 48 minutes, and let's give ourselves a shot to come out on top at the end.
And be better than before.
Yep.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's head coach Matt Kennedy as we get ready for the West Salem Titans tomorrow night up there. You can travel with us, or you can travel right here to your radio station, because we'll have all of the bumps and bruises and hits along the way and passes and touchdowns right here on the radio, KHAO 99.7 FM, 1270 AM. Stay tuned. We've got some young football players to talk to when they come back. You've been listening to the Caveman Corner live from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza, and we'll be back right after news. You're listening to KHAO, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The U.S. may soon restart its nuclear testing programs. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
President Trump announced that he instructed the Pentagon to resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in 3 decades, a process that he says will begin immediately.
We've halted it years, many years ago, but with others doing testing, I think it's appropriate that we do also.
More arrests are made in the case of a massive jewel heist in Paris. Fox's Greg Palcott reports.
5 more arrests announced, including one officials call a key player. 2 other suspects linked to the heist admitted to being involved in the robbery. They're being held for theft and criminal conspiracy. 4 people last week broke into an upper gallery of the museum, stealing $100 million worth of French crown jewels, beating alarms, police, very lax security.
America's listening to Fox News.
A primary care provider is a crucial aspect of your life that can make all the difference in your health. It can be a hard decision, though, figuring out where to take that step toward illness prevention. Here's some good news. Bear Valley Medical Clinic is accepting new patients and wants to help you. What sets them apart? They have a real relationship with you, so you won't feel like you're just another patient on a chart. Family nurse practitioner Daniel Tibbetts and the crew want to get to know you and make sure you don't have to wait forever for an appointment. Bear Valley Medical Clinic is one of the only practices offering MCELA, non-invasive pelvic floor strengthening, and at a new reduced price. If you struggle with bladder leaks and incontinence, set up a consultation and get a free demo. They also offer semaglutide weight loss injections. And you don't have to be an established patient to take advantage of either of these result-oriented services. Call 541-237-5040 or visit them on their website to learn more. BearValleyMedicalClinic.com. Make the switch today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Geek & Drive Abby's Pizza Caveman Corner continues. And Coach, you brought some strange people here with us here. Tell me about some of those ghosts and goblins you brought in with us.
Well, you've had this group before. I figured, you know, we just finished up our senior night, and so I brought back the senior captains that we started the season with. So I've got Reed Rhodes, Nate Bassett, and Ty Dungy here tonight.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. All right, guys, tell me what's going on in school right now. I've heard something, some rumors about Halloween costumes. Was everybody dressed up today? Reed, it was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why did we know that?
I'll say most of the kids dressed up today. We had like a school dress-up day, so it was pretty cool.
All right, you went as?
I dressed up as a new thing the kids are calling Stees. So basically we wear our white-collar shirts, and we wear these basketball jerseys over them, and just like, I don't know, we all kind of do it as one big group.
All right, so you're all kind of nerdy Steves, huh?
Literally. You got it.
Okay, all right. All right, Nate, you didn't dress up today?
I did. I went along with them. I did the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing? Ty?
I did not dress up today.
Why not? Spoiled sport?
Yeah, I was being lame. I didn't dress up.
All right. All right. Are you unhappy that you have to play football on Halloween and you don't get to go out and get candy?
I think it's pretty cool that we get to play on Halloween. I think we'll remember that forever. I think it's pretty cool.
All right, all right. So you guys can be the spooks, huh? Scare them a little bit, maybe?
Let's hope.
Scare them a lot.
Yeah.
That's even better. All right, first of all, tell me about last weekend. How did it feel? Tyler, let's start with you. How did it feel to beat Sheldon?
It felt amazing to beat Sheldon. I've never came within 50 points of that team. And being able to beat them on senior night.
Almost 60 points last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. But being able to beat them on my senior night was something special.
All right. One you'll remember. Any particular part of it or a specific play you'll remember?
I'd say just winning the game was just.
So the whole thing kind of go together? Yeah. All right. All right, Nate, what about you? How'd that game feel to you?
Yeah, it was a special one for sure, especially because, as Ty said, we haven't beaten them in over 10 years. And on the senior night with everyone for the last time on Mel Ingram, it's a special place, so it was a special game.
All right, well, let me see. Any special events for you that night, special plays, something that'll stand out forever, or is it just going to be all one glom together?
I would say it's all pretty clumped together. I had a couple big tackles to start in.
I give you that, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a couple catches throughout the game, so overall it was a good game for me.
All right. All right. What about you there down?
I'll say that was
Nerdy Steve.
Always. I'll say, I know, I haven't, like these guys, I haven't come close to beating Sheldon in a long time. And so that was really cool for me. That was really fun to unite all my friends last time. So I can't ask for much more. That was great.
All right. Now, let's talk about what's coming up for you right here, because the challenge doesn't seem to get any less when you're facing West Salem. Don't have the history with Salem that you have with Sheldon, but how do you feel going into this game? Come back over here's Ty.
I feel really good going into this game. We prepared pretty well, and I think the motivation of if we can beat knock this team off, we'll get a pretty nice seed in the playoffs. So,
all right. Has everybody in the team figured out where you're going to be on the playoffs if you win, if you lose? Has everybody looked at the rankings?
It's very in the air. We think we'll be probably around like 11-12 if we pull off a win, and we're not sure where we'll be at if we don't. But
they could jump you 3 or 4 places, huh?
I think we'll get up there pretty good if we win, yeah.
All right, that would be a great seed.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. All right, how are you going to get there? What do you have to do in order to beat West Salem?
We gotta stop the running back. They got a big kid back there. They're a pretty big team, and we're on the smaller side. But I think it should be physical and get downhill. I think we'll be all right.
This running back, I think his name is Campos. Campos, he's going to be coming at you a lot, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And he's averaging about 7 yards a carry. So what else do you know about him, and do you have anything special planned for him?
I'm not sure if I should be saying our special plan, per se. But, yeah, we do know he's a skilled running back, and we've definitely taken that count this week, our game plan and all that.
All right, Nate, I know that you and Mr. Campos will be well acquainted by the time the game is over tomorrow
definitely.
Night. What are you expecting from your position? You'll be a primary linebacker defensively?
Yeah, I'll be all over. There will certain scenarios I'll be in man, out on the receiver, but they're a run-heavy team, so most of the time I'll be having to fill in and go low to try to stop him. He's a big running back, so.
All right, now, he is big. There's no question about that. How do you stack up against him? I don't recall your specific numbers.
I think we're similar height.
You're pretty big, too.
Yeah, I think we're similar height, but I think he weighs like a good 10, 15 pounds more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're more solid than he is, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Coach keeps talking about your conditioning. I know that there was a lot of conditioning at the beginning of the season and in the preseason. How has that continued throughout the year? How much conditioning do you continue to do, or is it just in practice?
I mean, it hasn't been as much in the preseason because obviously throughout the games we're going hard a lot, but every week, always, we haven't gone a week without conditioning, make sure to stay on top of it so we don't fall behind, but yeah.
Okay. Reed, what's your condition like?
I mean, like you said, we do condition mostly every practice, so I feel like that is good, keeps us in shape, and I don't think we should lose that. Keep going.
All right. What are you expecting Friday night?
I'm expecting some big tackles on the edge. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I've been out the past couple games with a concussion, so it's kind of fun to be back. So I can't wait to play some football.
All right. How did that, what do you think of that concussion protocol? You're just coming off of it. How did it affect you physically, mentally? You're obviously ready to go. But
it did kind of suck missing those 2 games, but we have great other players that stepped up. So that, like Westenberg, he came in for us at corner. That was great. Great player. I don't know. I think I'm just happy to be back. It's finally put the pads back on and get ready to go.
All right, coming off that, how is your condition coming off the rest?
I'm feeling good. No issues. Back to normal.
Okay. So did you continue conditioning in spite of the concussion?
Yeah, I did. After a couple of days, no more headaches. I was back at it, out with them, running around, doing my thing.
So. All right. And full practice this week?
Oh, yeah. Whole practice.
You're chomping at the bit, aren't you?
Can't wait.
All right. Okay. All right. Gentlemen, have you looked ahead to the playoffs? Have you looked ahead at the playoffs, the brackets, to see where you're going to fall? Everybody else thinks a win's going to put you up 11th or 12th.
I don't look at the rankings that much. You know, I kind of want to play football. So however it happens, you know, that's where we're going to be at. Hope we win.
Bring them on, huh?
Yeah, just hope we win.
Just bring them on. All right, guys, we'll talk about more about how to bring them on when we come back right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Caveman Corner, coming to you live from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. And we've got one of those triple topper pizzas here with the pepperoni and the, pepperoni, Canadian bacon, and, of course, ground beef all over it. They're $26.99 right now for the large here. So come on down and enjoy it. We're going to want to go back to you. You're coming off the concussion protocol. Have you talked to Trayton about what's happening with the concussion protocol? Have you talked to him? Have you shared notes?
We talked a little bit, you know, same injury, so we have a little bit in common there now. Got our heads butt in a little bit. But I know he's eager to get back to playing the game, so speedy recovery, wish for him.
All right. How's his psyche right now? How's his head right now?
Last I heard, he's feeling great. You know, he's feeling good, but again, you got to go through that process, so...
Yeah, right. It's always the process, and of course, don't want to make a mistake with either you or him or any of the players right now.
Definitely.
Let's see. The one thing that has really surprised me is the personality of this team and the comradeship on this team. And Alejandro was here last week, and he really expressed that. And what surprised me was he's coming over from soccer, and you guys have just embraced him or the personality of this team. Where does that come from right now? Can you point to a direction? Nate, you're leaning right in. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I just think we've all known each other for a good amount of time, and we've created that brotherhood, so we're able to connect and bond and play well as a team.
Now, was Alejandro part of that earlier? Because I know he's been a soccer player for a long time.
Yeah, he's played soccer forever, but he started kicking last year or the year before, and I think this is the first year where he's, like, fully committed to football, so.
All right, well, he has really brought into it, and what he brought into was the brotherhood and the fellowship among the team, and I know that comes from knowing each other for a long, long time, but this year seems to be different. Is that just my perception, or is there something you can point to, or is it one of those intangible things that say, yeah, it's different, but I'm not sure why?
I think it's a little bit of that. It's definitely different. I think the culture change through the new head coach obviously has helped tremendously, but I think we've just grown a lot more this year.
All right. So you've grown a lot more this year. All right. At this point, and I probably asked all of this before, any plans ahead for the future? Ty, any plans for the future right now that have changed since the last time we talked? What are you focused on accomplishing with football and after football?
I plan to go into the trades. I plan to be a lineman after football. We talked about that, was it two months ago?
Yep.
I was a little wishy-washy, but I think I'm pretty locked in on that trade.
Why? But I asked that 2 months ago?
You asked the same question 2 months ago. I didn't really have a great answer then, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it's got good money. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a good, like, interesting job. Like, I want to be out working, like, outside. I don't want to be, like, in an office or anything, but I don't know. It just seems interesting to me.
You want to climb the poles?
Yeah, I really want to climb poles.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Have you done that yet?
I've yet to climb poles yet. Yeah.
All right. That's a unique situation from what I understand, and I've never done it. I do know people that have done something like that, and I've had friends ask me to find them specific, I'm not sure, spurs. They used to climb. They were looking for Canadian ones, and I was driving through Canada at the time. Are you familiar with any of those spurs or the different ones?
I'm not too educated in the field yet, so I'm not sure what's good and what's not yet. So.
Well, you sneak back here next year and tell me.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. Nate, what about you? Any change in plans right now? Anything popping up that we haven't talked about before?
I don't think so. It's been pretty similar to what I said last time, but just going to college, I'm not sure where yet, to play baseball, and most likely in the STEM engineering field.
Oh, okay. So with science and technology, that must mean you're a math kid too, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll just pass that along here. 2 and 2 is 4, and that's about it for me. So science and technology and playing baseball. Let's deal with baseball a little bit once again. What are your positions in baseball? All of them?
I mean, I can, but no.
What's your favorites?
I'm a catcher. So.
Oh, that's right. You like to control everything on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. Reed, tell me, what's changed with you since the last time we talked 2 months ago?
Well, I will say, I'm not as smart as this guy right here. I'm not planning on going to college. I do plan to attend the police academy and become a Marine deputy or a game warden for either locally around Oregon. So, right, something outdoors.
You seem pretty firm about that. Where did that come from, and what's your next step following graduation?
Well, I have worked outdoors for the past 3 years. I've worked at Hellgate as a deckhand, and that's kind of stemmed my interest for being outdoors. And I figured, you know, being a Marine deputy or a game warden, I'm right there outdoors all times with the wildlife, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm interested for. After graduation, like I said, I plan to attend the police academy either locally or over in Medford for about 2 years. And then after that, I'll work on just going up the ladder.
Up the ladder, all right. Ultimate goal, we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, I want to go backwards a little bit and tell me what it's like to be a deckhand for a summer for Hellgate.
What's that?
What's it like to be a deckhand for a summer for Hellgate? Is that fun? Tell me. Or is it just...
I'll tell you, it is fun. I know it's great being in the back of the boat out there on the river. It's pretty cool. Once-in-a-lifetime experience. I love it.
All right. Any exciting incidents?
Not many. You know, every now and then, a couple rocks you hit, a couple incidents, but that's about it.
All right. So you'd recommend now, talking about going to the police academy and advancing, and you basically want to be outdoors, not necessarily, you want to be the ranger, or with fishing game.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So in order to do that, you have to go to the police academy. That means weapons training. That means a lot of different things. And as I understand it, you've got to have the right mindset. Have you explored any of that now? Have you talked to anybody who's in the field who can guide you along that way and lead you there?
My mom over here, she has a couple friends that have done that before, and so they've kind of got me in the right direction. They got me in. They have some connections here and there, so I'm looking forward to using those connections to better myself. That's about it, though.
All right, you have to keep your head about you and your wits about you, right?
Basically, yeah. You can't lose your cool.
Can't lose your cool. Have you lost your cool on the football field this year?
Not yet. I will say not yet.
Okay, all right. Congratulations. Good. So far, so good. All right, gentlemen, we'll continue. We'll be back right after this 2-minute Cape Van timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back to the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza, ladies and gentlemen. Still time to join us here. We've got, 4 or 5 minutes left of the Caveman Corner here. Talking to some of the captains for the Grants Pass Cavemen, all seniors here. Let's go back to Ty. Ty, do you have a specific assignment for tomorrow night against the Titans of West Salem? What is going to be your main focus?
Playing linebacker, we just got to stop the running back. I forget what his number is, but we were talking about it all week long, and we try to get downhill, and, yeah, we just can't let him break nothing loose. Can't let him, yeah.
His name is Campos.
Campos, yeah.
And he's got 1,288 yards so far this season.
That's a lot of yards, yeah. I've heard that number, so, yeah, we just got to make sure we can contain him. Make him look somewhere else.
Not in my hole, huh? Don't come this way?
Nope.
All right, what do we have in store for him if he does?
We've been having a pretty physical practice this week. I mean, it wasn't as hard as earlier in the season, but for this late in the season, I thought we were doing pretty good, and I think we're ready to meet him in the gaps. I think we're ready.
Okay. So you've all right, Nate. What is your assignment tomorrow night? Is it the same one? Get Campos down. He's the running back.
Yeah, definitely. Defensively, I mean, if I'm in the box, it'll definitely be to fill. If he bounces it outside, be there ready to fill. If I'm out guarding the receiver, they do a lot of, like, short little screen passes. So just being able to get off a block and trigger
hard.
He'll
be the target on some of those screen passes too, won't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably. Who knows? They just want to get him the ball. But offensively, I think we've put in some new things this week. It'll be a good week. But just limiting the mistakes as a team, offensively, staying sound, and that'll get us through.
Okay, what new things have you stuck into this week?
I don't know if I'm able to disclose that.
He runs a pretty tight-lipped ship over there, doesn't he?
Definitely.
Mr. Kennedy does.
Okay, yeah.
All right. All right, Reed, what's your assignment for tomorrow night?
Well,
same guy, Campos?
Not really, for me. At corner, you only got really two jobs, owner, man. So basically, I'm just on the receiver. My job all night is that ball is not going to get caught. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you could catch it, though, couldn't you?
I could catch it.
That's allowed.
I mean, I play defense for a reason, you know. So not very good at that part.
Oh, okay. What do you expect from them, and who are you going to be dealing with particularly? Do you have a number?
Not really a number. You know, they got tons of good receivers out there, so I'm kind of planning on guarding whoever's in front of me.
Yeah, I've got five or six written down anyway right now of
of their receivers. So
you'll
have your hands full. There's no question about it.
Yeah. All right. Can't wait.
All right. And once these guys get Mr. Campos corralled inside, they'll be coming your way a lot, won't they?
I figure he will. I'll be right there.
All right. So your assignment is that. All right, gentlemen, anything I should have asked and haven't yet so far? Anybody want to just jump in there and say, here's what you're not doing right on your job, Chuck?
I don't think so. I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think you cover a lot of questions.
Oh, okay. I'll pay you later, guys.
Yeah.
Once again, congratulations on a great season. You're not done yet. You got at least one more job to do, and then it's on to the playoffs, and that's almost a fresh season for you. Yeah, turn that around and see how far you can go. But once again, congratulations. And if you'll share that with your teammates, it's been fun to watch, exciting to watch, and you carry the caveman blue colors well. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be wrapping things up right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
For some, working in the kitchen is their happy place. Taking fresh baked cookies out of the oven, a cool beverage from the fridge, and leaving the dishwashing to the dishwasher. Granted, it's only your happy place if the appliances do their jobs properly. If not, it's time to head to the Appliance and Mower Center. They have what you need for your dream kitchen. Cooktops, smart ovens, refrigerators, and more designed for both performance and style. Plus, be sure to ask about current promotions and rebates on KitchenAid appliances. Along with Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana, the Appliance and Mower Center has all the brands you know and trust. They just got a new shipment of Cub Cadet mowers, too. So stop by 950 Southeast M Street before they're gone. Need a repair? Maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer. Either way, they have the largest in-stock supply of parts in the Rogue Valley, along with certified Whirlpool technicians for in-home repair. Everything you need for a home that works properly, inside and out, is at 950 Southeast M Street. That's the Appliance and Mower Center.
All right, Coach Kennedy, a successful season so far. One more game to go in the regular season. And we'll wrap that up, put that in the box, and just cherish that forever. And then it's on to the playoffs right now. Are you going to shift gears at all in the playoffs, or is it still trust in what brought you here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to stay true to what got you there. I mean, as far as the day-to-day, it'll change a little bit because all the other sports are wrapping up, and our practice schedule changes a little bit because we're trying to share field usage and whatnot. So there'll be a little change in like the day-to-day.
So the routines will be a little different.
Yeah, they'll be a little bit different.
All right. Is your team that flexible?
I think so. I mean, I think they'll and we throw in some wrinkles here and there throughout the season because you have to be ready for change, and to the extent that you can. I'm a big routine guy. I think process is what yields results, and so there's a lot of structure in what we do, but you have to have just some change-ups every now and then because things don't always go as planned.
Well, Coach, it looks like what you've done so far is working. Congratulations.
Yeah,
and thank you very much for your time and effort here. We certainly appreciate the time that you share with us.
Okay, thank you.
And all of you, we want to remind you once again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night at 6:30 with the pregame. The 7 o'clock kickoff is what the schedule calls for. Oregon Ducks are off this weekend, so we'll have them the following Saturday. But in the meantime, once again, it's Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, starting tomorrow night at 6:30. We'll see you then.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You were invited to join us in the Caveman Corner.